Grace and peace to you from God our Heavenly Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our sermon text for this celebration of the Lutheran Reformation is found in the book of Galatians, chapter 5, verses 1 through 6. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not allow anyone to put the yoke of slavery on you again. Look, I, Paul, tell you that if you allow yourselves to be circumcised, Christ will be of no benefit to you. I testify again to every man who allows himself to be circumcised that he is obligated to do the whole law. You who are trying to be declared righteous by the law are completely separated from Christ. You have fallen from grace. Indeed, through the Spirit, we by faith are eagerly waiting for the sure hope of righteousness. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision matters. Rather, it is faith working through love that matters. This is our text. Dear people of God, the Lutheran Reformation is about the freedom of the gospel. In our country, we like to say that we are free, that we have freedom of speech, freedom of religion. We have the freedom not to be afraid of any other man. The way we exercise this freedom, this Tuesday, we will vote. We are free to vote. We have the right to vote. No one can tell us that we can't vote. No one can tell us who we have to vote for. We are free. Freedom is about being free from oppression, free from anyone telling you what you must do. The Apostle Paul says that freedom really is about slavery or anti-slavery. Either you are free or you are a slave. Real freedom is about the freedom not to be a slave. So the freedom of the Lutheran Reformation is about how the true Christian is free from the law. The law says, do this, don't do that. And a sinful society needs laws. For if there were no laws, sinful man would definitely take advantage of the innocent. If left to his own devices, sinful man will oppress as many people as he can. He will not work for the good of others, out of the love for others. And so in a sinful society, we need laws to restrict sinners. The place where we do not need law is in the area of salvation. This is really the main question. How is anyone saved? Do I save myself by the works of the law? Or am I saved by faith in Christ alone? After all, that is the ultimate question. How do I get to heaven? Is it by myself or by someone else? The Apostle Paul tells us today, and Martin Luther merely rediscovered this fact, that we are saved by faith alone in Christ. Our good works, the works of the law, are important, but they have nothing to do in the realm of salvation. We are lost and condemned sinners as we stand in this world alone. We have no hope by ourselves. We are driving 100 miles an hour down an icy road in a blizzard. It's not a matter of if we will crash, but when we will crash and burn. We cannot save ourselves. We cannot help ourselves. We are too far gone. We are too far down the road. We are too sinful. especially in front of a perfect God who demands perfection from us. Not good efforts, not good enough, but perfect righteousness. But God, our great and merciful God, all glory, praise, and honor be to you, O God. Our God saw us in our lost state, and he had pity on us. And he sent his one and only Son into this world to save us sinners. This Son had to come and live for us. He had to live perfectly for us so that we could have the perfection to hand to a perfect God. He had to make us holy by his holy life. This Son of God had to come and suffer for us. He had to suffer the punishment of God in our place. He had to take the anger that God has toward our sins and make total satisfaction for it. He had to suffer the hatred of God in our place. And this Son of God had to rise from the dead to justify us. He had to show the world that God accepted his sacrifice of atonement, that God accepted his blood and righteousness in our place, and that God has declared all of us justified, not guilty of our sins at all, totally forgiven in the life, death, and resurrection of this Son of God. And who is this Son of God? Who is this Savior who did all this for our salvation? Well, it is Jesus Christ, of course. Notice how much we did in this act of salvation. Nothing. Not one little thing. And yet, that is so hard for us people to admit that Jesus is my Savior. Everyone wants to add something to it. Everyone wants to get a little bit of credit for what God has done for us. Yeah, Jesus is nice and all, but I'm a pretty good guy. There's a reason why God saved me. I may not be perfect, but I'm better than the guy down the road. Everyone wants a little bit of credit for what God has done. It is so hard to quiet that old man of sin inside of us. Our old Adam, who wanted to be like God in the Garden of Eden. He just can't shut his whispering mouth as he whispers in our ears all the time, "You deserve some credit for your salvation." This is nothing new. You are not alone in your struggle to let God be God and to fight off this old Adam in you. In Paul's day, they wrestled with the same idea that people do something to help God save us. Paul talks about circumcision. Circumcision was an Old Testament law that the people of Paul's day just could not let go of. It was representative of really all old, wrong ideas about how a person helps God give them salvation. There's nothing wrong with circumcision. Even in our day, some people think it's a good idea, some people don't like it at all. And that's fine. It doesn't matter. Being circumcised or not circumcised does not get you into heaven, nor does it keep you out. It doesn't matter even a little bit. But many in Paul's day thought that it did, along with keeping the other Old Testament laws like not eating pork, not eating blood sausage, not working on Saturday, or pick your favorite Old Testament law. They thought that keeping those laws made God like a person. Made God favor one person over another. And ultimately made God save a person. And Paul says that that thinking makes us slaves to the law and not at all the free people of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Same in Luther's day. In Luther's day, the wrong thinking was about how you get to heaven. In Luther's day, the people were being taught that they had to have worship services in Latin only. They had to pray to Mary. They had to give a certain amount of money. They were taught that they had to obey all kinds of crazy laws. They had to bow down to nails and to skulls. They could only take Lord's Supper by the bread because you animals would probably spill the wine. But it all boiled down to the same wrong thinking. The idea of how is a person saved? They were being taught that you have to earn God's favor. You have to earn God's forgiveness and ultimately earn your own place in heaven. In our day, the thinking is the same. Maybe the teachings are different. In our day, people think that everybody gets into heaven. Doesn't matter what you have done. People think you can live together before marriage. You can be homosexual. You can rebel against the government. You can bow down to idols, and it doesn't matter. God will just simply save everyone. Maybe you shouldn't be the worst person. The worst person in the neighborhood probably doesn't get in. The molesters, the greedy, the bombers, they'll probably be out. But the rest of us, good enough. We'll probably get into heaven. It comes down to this same old question. How is anyone saved? Is it by my own deeds and goodness? Or is it because of the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ alone? We especially have to be very careful here because it's very American to think that I can do it by myself. And that's fine when it comes to digging your Holocaust shelter, but it doesn't work at all here in the realm of salvation. Because no matter how good you think you are, you have not lived up to God's perfect standards, the perfect standards of a perfect God. No, only Jesus can save the likes of us. Only Jesus, God's Son sent from heaven, who lived, died, and rose again in our place. Only He can save a sinner like this. So be Lutheran and place your trust in Jesus alone, not in yourselves. Do not let that old Adam, that old sinful nature, fool you into thinking that you had any part in your salvation. Because if your salvation is up to you at all, it is certainly lost. No, Jesus is my Savior, and Jesus alone. Amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.